Unlike peacemaking, which involves negotiating a resolution to the issues in conflict, the goal of peacekeeping is simply preventing further violence. Peacekeeping can also happen at lower levels of conflict, in families, communities, or organizations. Peacebuilding. Peacebuilding is a long-term process that occurs after violent conflict has stopped. It is the phase of the peace process that takes place after peacemaking and peacekeeping. Peacebuilding levels of action. This essay explains John Paul Lederach's triangle, which describes three levels of society at which would-be conflict resolvers might work: the grassroots, the leaders, and the middle level. While peace work must be done at all three levels, the middle level is especially important, Lederach says, as it links the top with the bottom as well as linking across party lines. The scale-up problem. Much conflict resolution takes place around the table or in small group processes. Yet, intractable conflicts often involve whole communities or even societies. So methods must be found to widen or scale up the small group processes to the larger society. Democracy and conflict management. In many ways, democracy is a system of conflict management in which the outcomes are unknown but the fundamental rules of the game provide a safe arena in which to compete. Nation building. The general public sees nation building programs as those in which dysfunctional or failed states are given assistance. This essay looks at the history of nation building and how it has been interpreted differently over the years. Transitional justice. After extreme violence, it can be difficult to return a society to a peaceful, functioning state. This section covers some tools and theory to help with this process. Designing new dispute resolution systems. Dispute system design refers to the process of creating an entire organized system for repetitively handling similar types of disputes. Applied domestically to labor management and workplace disputes, it also is applied at a national level to help societies develop new conflict management procedures and entire justice systems as part of the democratization process. Unit 9 Assignment. Consider one of the intractable conflicts listed in the Unit I assignment or another conflict of similar scope, and answer three of the following questions. 1. Are there, or have there been, any efforts made at peacemaking? Peacekeeping? Peacebuilding? What has been or is being done, and by whom? 2. What is being done, or could be done, to address the scale-up problem in or to work across all the levels of action? 3. What, if any, transitional justice mechanisms have been or are being applied? What has the effect been? 4. Are there any aspects of this conflict that could benefit from the design of a new dispute resolution system? What kind of system is needed? How might it work? 5. Is democratization a concern in this area? If so, is it seen as a goal to be achieved or avoided? By whom, and why? What are the obstacles to democratization? Suggested length, 2-3 pages. Question, 6-9 pages overall. Back to Unit Listing. Unit X, Outcomes, Monitoring, and Evaluation. These essays look at the hoped-for end result of conflict transformation, and ways of evaluating whether or not interventions worked. Evaluation as a tool for reflection. This essay argues that evaluation and systematic reflection provides for the learning and knowledge necessary for effective dispute resolution processes. At the same time, evaluation poses significant difficulties. Tolerance. William Urey explained, tolerance is not just agreeing with one another or remaining indifferent in the face of injustice, but rather showing respect for the essential humanity in every person. Coexistence. In a state of coexistence, the parties agree to respect each other's differences and resolve their conflicts nonviolently. Stable peace. This essay introduces the idea of a stable peace, or a situation in which the probability of war is so small that it does not really enter into the calculations of any of the people involved. Peace agreements. This essay lays out an outline for understanding different types of peace agreements.